Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Let's talk about, in fact, let's go back to the 11th chapter of Mark's Gospel, where we began last week, and we will begin talking about the simple act of faith. Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Now listen, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Them what? Those things you said. But now here's the failure. Here again, people have a very difficult time. In fact, you cannot understand this with the natural carnal mind. You can't do it. Without insight and revelation. You understand what I mean by revelation knowledge or revealed knowledge? Let's talk about that just for a moment. Natural knowledge is knowledge that's gained through the five physical senses. Let's say take any situation. You're in school and you're studying, and you have all the material, and you're studying, and the teacher is teaching, and this teacher is well educated, knows what he or she's talking about, and you're there to learn, and you're paying attention, and you're applying yourself. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Except that's natural human knowledge. Coming in the five physical sense gates, that's hindered knowledge. How many times have our books had to be revised? Oh, myriads of times. And sometimes 2 or 3 times a year, man, if you keep on steep up, particularly in this day and age. What's the difference? Revealed knowledge or revelation knowledge. I'm not talking about revelation. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation. You understand now? I'm talking about revealed knowledge or revelation knowledge. Knowledge that did not come through your five physical senses, but came straight from the Holy Spirit into your spirit. And every one of you have experienced it. And probably didn't recognize maybe what was happening. But you experienced it at least once. You got born again. Amen. And that wasn't just natural the knowledge that did that. All of a sudden, it was revealed in you that this man is the Son of God. He's my Lord and my Savior. Wow. And your senses didn't tell you that. In fact, the devil came along and said, nah, you didn't get anything. Well, you might have listened to him for a while, but after a while, you just came along and said, yeah, I did too. Yeah, I'm a child of God, and that's the end of that. Now, have you ever been in a service and whomever was preaching said something, you said, oh, wow. Amen. Man, that's good. Glory to God. And you poked her next to you and said, "Good man, did you see that?" What? But one heard it with his natural ears and the other heard it with his spiritual ear. And all of a sudden, God gave him insight into it. You can't take it away from you. Man, it is there to stay. And every time you read that verse, that little verse says, "Hello." Amen. Oh, it's spiritual food. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone. Your body lives by bread, natural food. He said, whatever spirit is spirit, whatever is flesh is flesh. But your spirit needs the word of God. But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when faith is applied under anointed teaching, like we're involved in here tonight, then knowledge is revealed. And you think, yeah, I see that. There is a spiritual understanding, and you actually see something. You don't see it with your natural physical eye, but oh, you do see it. Yes, now, let me put a little nugget in your heart. The scripture says, right there in that same place in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where we were talking about yesterday, we walk by faith, not by sight. The scripture always also says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but things which are not seen. How do you look at something you can't see? Well, you remember Thomas? He said, unless I see the scars in his hands and put my hands in his side, I will not believe it. Now, the world comes along, Jesus comes along and says, Thomas, quit being faithless, for blessed are they that have believed and not seen.
That's right.
So now, the world says seeing is believing. If I can't see it, I don't believe it. That's what Thomas said. If I can't feel it, I don't believe it. Now, don't just condemn that, because human beings were created like that. There is room for this natural faith, but when you see it in the Spirit, if you see it in the Spirit, you can believe it. Because when you see it in the Spirit, faith comes. Oh, this is worth coming tonight for right here. Amen. Now, let's look at it again. Unless I see it, I won't believe it. Now, don't knock it. Don't throw that out. You came in here tonight, every one of you, sat down in that chair without giving it a second thought.
Right.
Why? You had confidence and faith that chair would hold you up.
Yes.
You better believe what you see.
Yeah.
You get out there in the street and there's a semi coming down the street and you see it, you better get your natty self out of the way. You better believe what you see. Well, I just don't believe that truck is there. You know. Made a pancake out of you. No, but that belongs in that natural world. And if that's the only information you have, it will lie to you. Satan is in that natural world. He's the god of that natural feeling world. But you get him over here in the faith arena, and he doesn't have a chance. No human being can no human being can defeat the devil in the natural world. That's where he's God and that's where he lives. But you get him over here in the faith arena. You get him over in here and you don't believe his lies. You have authority over him. In the name of Jesus. I'm not moved. Say it. I'm not moved
by what I
feel. I'm not moved by what I see.
I'm moved only by what I
believe.
And I believe the Word of God.
Boo, that's good, isn't it? All right, now, the biggest problem with this in Mark 11, 23 is believing that your words could have anything to do with anything. That's hard on the natural mind because people just run off at the mouth all the time. But that verse in Mark 11, 23 is working all the time. Huh? Oh. Before this is up, I'm saying it by faith. We're going to get so far into this, you will never have any doubt about what your words are for and what they do again, hereafter, forever. You join me with that? All right. Malachi 3, God said, your words are stout against me. The scripture said the power of death and life are in the tongue.
That's right.
That's where you're saved or unsaved. After all, you got saved with faith in your mouth and in your heart.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But you can still be talking fear and doubt and unbelief. Mm-hmm. Well, Brother Copeland, that word saying stuff, that don't work for me. Really? No. So you've done that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I did that. It doesn't work for me. It just did. He's been saying it doesn't work for me. Now, you have to remember this. In the natural world, fear works like faith. Fear is a spiritual force. It was originally Adam's faith. When he fell, it fell and became fear. Now, let me demonstrate this to you, because once you see this, it makes it so simple, because see, you already know how to fear. You already know how to worry. Anybody here don't know how to worry? What are you doing? Meditating on the lies of the devil. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Fear cometh by meditating on the lies of hearing the lies of the devil. God Satan can't do anything to you. You are a born again child of a living God. He can't do anything to you apart from fear any more than God will do something for you apart from faith. That's the big connector. Fear in one direction, faith in the other. So, fear is the opposite. It's a spiritual force and faith is a spiritual force. It is the opposite of faith. Yet, they are both spiritual forces functioning under the same spiritual principles and laws. Are you listening to me now? Fear of a dangerous animal is your faith in that animal's ability to hurt you. Now, you can have fear in an animal that can't hurt you. But to you, it's real. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let's go back then to Mark 11, 23 and 24. Let's go to that 24th verse again. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Now, this is the area where so many honest, sincere, wonderful Christian people fail and give the devil a huge place in their lives and don't even know it. I suffered it. Everybody has suffered with this. Let's look at 1 John chapter 1. We're going to follow the principles of faith. We're going to solve a faith problem. Verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, now you notice, he's saying our. This is not written to the world. In the next verse, he said, the next chapter, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's the propitiation for our sins, not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. But he's writing this to born again Christians that have missed it. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. The word translated just is exactly the same word translated righteous. He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeah, but I just don't feel like he did. There wasn't anything said in there about feelings. But the feeling realm is where so much failure comes in. Now, let's apply Mark 11, 24. Whatsoever thing you desire. In this case, we desire to be forgiven and cleansed. That's our desire. It's a holy desire. Amen. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe. Huh? When you pray, believe you receive them. It doesn't say anything not about after you feel better. When you pray, believe you receive and you will have. So now, what is our desire? I desire to be forgiven and to be cleansed of all unrighteousness. Now, he's faithful and just. I have his word. But now, wait a minute. Let's take a look at Romans 8. Tell me how much time have I got here. Oh, here we go. Okay, I can get in. Help me, Lord. I receive my help in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Okay. Romans 8, are you there? Chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now. Now. Say now.
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 Now. Now. You can't say now a while ago. Every time you said now, it upgraded. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but not walk not after their five physical senses, walk not after what they feel, but after the Spirit, after the Word. For the law, say law. This is a spiritual law. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Isaiah 43:25. Hurry now. I am he that blotteth out your transgression for my sake, my own sake. Why didn't he say you're in my sake? And will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that you may be justified. What is he talking about here? He said, now apply that to what Jesus said and apply it over here, what we just read in 1 John. The moment you believe, Jesus is the faithful blotter outer. But God said, I did this for my sake. I said, Lord, what are you talking about? You did that for your sake? He said, yeah. I said, why? He said, you put me in remembrance. I said, God, in remembrance, you don't forget. He said, I do too. I just got through totally. I'll forget this. He said, do you want to remember something ugly about your children? I said, no. He said, well, I don't want to remember anything ugly about you either. Now he said, put me in remembrance. I said, what? He said, Kenneth, you just asked me and I forgave and blotted out your sin. Now you got a blank book to work with. Fill it full of faith. Fill my mind. Listen, wait, don't shout yet. Don't shout yet. We ain't got time. He said, listen. He said, I've wiped my memory out of that sin. The blood has wiped it out. Now by faith, you tell me who you are in Christ. You tell me you're a believer. You tell me you're strong. You tell me you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. You tell me you're anointed. You tell me. I said, okay, here we go. What are you doing? You're confessing who you are in Him. Now shout.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.